The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center.
The Gemara says on Daf Gimel, Rav Yehuda Oimer, Mishum of Yeshua, Ha'oimer lefnei ha'teva b'yentiv ha'achron shal chag, the Balit Tfila on Shmini Atzeres is the last day of chag, ha'achron mazgir Maskir, Harbishin Eine Maskir. The second Baal Tfilah, which is the Baal Musaf, they also had the two Baal Tfilahs like as we do nowadays. So the Baal Shachris still does the Anhugger that they do during the summer, and he's not Maskir yet. Mashabiracham Umorid Agoshim. And only the Baal Musaf starts and is Maskir Mashabiracham Umorid Agoshim. So we have an interesting phenomenon that we are all familiar with. That the Mashab Ruach Umayr Geshem starts at a Tfilas Musaf, which is very interesting, because as we know in the Jewish calendar, the calendar day starts the night before. So why is it that we start something in the middle of a day? We should start by Ma'ariv, the beginning of the calendar day. That's when we should start something, a new Hanhaga. Why do we start by Musaf? So this question is already addressed in the Talmud Yerushalmi, but in the Tor. The Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi asks, why don't we start by Ma'ariv? And the first answer given is, because She'ein hakol metziyim et tfilas arvis. By tfilas arvis, not everyone was able to make it. The Beis HaKnesses was not in the middle of the city. The Beis HaKnesses was in the Sodeis, as we see in different parts of Halacha. That's why they instituted the Mayein Sheva on the Friday night, and that's why we have in the Chutzlar, that's where we have an extra Tefillah at the end of Brichas Kriyas Shema by Ma'ariv, the Baruch Hashem Al Olam, to extend the tefillah a little bit so that the people shouldn't be left alone in the Sunday. So we see that it was a tircha. It was for people to come to a tefillah. So not everyone made it to Ma'ariv. So if you started Mashav Ruach Meir Geshem by Ma'ariv, then not everybody would be starting. Only the people that came to the Beis HaKnesses would actually start Mashav Ruach Meir Geshem, and people that were at home wouldn't start. And we don't want to have Klal Yisrael agudes, that some people say a Nusach HaTfilah and some people say a different Nusach HaTfilah. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. So the obvious question is that why is this dafka by Mashav Ruach Meir Geshem? Why isn't this by Yal V'Yovel? Why isn't this by Al Nisim and everything else as well? So the Yerushalmi addresses this as well, and the answer given is because a person davening the Yechidus knows what day it is, knows the calendar of the day, knows that today is Yontif, knows that today is Koyel, knows that today is Chanukah, that today is Rosh Chodesh or Yontif. So he will always say the appropriate tefillah that is supposed to be said. He knows that it's also Melacha, so he knows that it's Shabbos, he knows that it's Yontif. But the changing point of a Nusach HaTfilah that had nothing to do with a Yontif, that he's not familiar, that people forget when you start. Right? Like, as in the same Talmud of the Bracha is a hard thing to always remember what day it was. It has to do with the English calendar that we'll see later on in the Masechta. So switching over a Nusach HaTfilah that people forget, and that we're afraid that if we start during the night, if we start by Tfilas Arvis, since not everybody's there, so it'll make Klal Yisrael agudas. So therefore, we don't start during the night. So the question is, fine, we don't start by night, so let's at least start by Shachris. So for this, there are a few answers given. And the first answer is that when a yachid hears, when a yachid comes by shachris, and he hears bechazeres hashatz that the Baal Tefillah is mentioned Masha Bruch Moyed Hageshem, he'll think that the tzibur already started Belaila, already started by Arvis, and he didn't mention it, he didn't say it. So he'll go and he'll daven Tushman Esves by Shachris, one for Shachris and one for Eitach Lumen for Meir, because he said the wrong Hazkara. He didn't say Masha Bruch Moyed Hageshem. So we didn't want to, and since we didn't institute to start by Ma'ariv, so that it will be a bracha of Batala for him, so that's why we don't start by Shachris. We start later on, we wait to Musaf. And the alternate answer is because he won't do something now, he won't make, even if we're not choshes that he'll say a second Shemir Nesrei now, but maybe for next year, he'll remember that he felt like a fool that he didn't start with everybody else according to his knowledge, and next year he'll start saying Masha Biruch Mer Degeshem by Ma'ariv when he's at home, and there's a problem with the Klal Yisrael doing things agudas because it'll go the opposite way, that the people in the shul didn't start Masha Biruch Mer Degeshem by night. Only the people at home, some of the people that try to take matters into their own hand, they'll start Masha Biruch Mer Degeshem at home because that's what they thought happened the previous year. But then there is a possible third reason why we don't start Masha Biruch Mer Degeshem by Shachris, and that's totally also in the memory in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says weiter. There's a memra that osur the yochid lahaskir ad sheyasker hashatz, that the yochid can't mention, can't start Masha Biruch until it's mentioned by the shatz ad sheyasker hashatz. Now there's a machleket v'shoinim how to learn this part of the Yerushalmi. The Rosh says that this is a continuation of the previous question, that why don't we start by Shachris? And on that, the Yerushalmi answers, according to the Rosh, that there's a mitzvah that there has to be a hazkara b'kol rum. There has to be a clap and before the tefillah, somebody say, or the shatz should say Masha Biruch Mer Degeshem as a signal that everyone should start together. That there shouldn't be furthering the reason of they shouldn't have agudas agudas. So we want to proclaim it, the kol rum, out loud, that everyone should hear Masha Biruch Mer Degeshem. So says the Rosh, to explain the Yerushalmi, that there is since we know that you can't be mapsik bengul letfilah, that after Gal Yisrael, before Tefillah Shachris, we wouldn't be able to go say the kol rum yal v'yavay. And that's why nowadays in shul, right, when we wanted to remind the tzibur to say something during the during Shachris, right, there's a clap and we don't say anything, and everyone realizes what the clap is for. But when we're starting Masha Biruch Mer Degeshem, and again, as we said earlier, people don't remember when the time to start Masha Biruch Mer Degeshem is. So since we can't say it the Kol Rum before the Tefillah Shachris, because Ein Lahapsik Bein Gula Tefillah. So therefore, we wait until Musaf, and then there's no Gula Tefillah. Then we could be Machriz Masha Biruch Mer Degeshem. So that is the Rosh's explanation of the Yerushalmi. The Rav Yoh, on the other hand, explained the Yerushalmi differently. The Rav Yoh understands that this memory of Osir, the Yochid Lahatzcha Achi Yasker Hashatz, is not a continuation of the previous discussion in the Yerushalmi. It's not an answer to why we don't start by Shachris. It's a side memory. It's another aspect in Hilchos Masha Biruch Mer Degeshem, that there has to be a Hazkara from the Shatz. But the Rav Yoh clearly learns, he says, that it doesn't mean that that there has to be a proclamation, because there doesn't have to be a hazkara, the kol rum before the tefillah. It means that as soon as the shach started his shemoneh esrei, and he said Masha Biruch Mer Degeshem, even if it's the Lachash, right? Then everyone could go and say Mas Ruach Ma'ariv Geshem in their quiet Shemit Esrei, in their Tfilas Yochid. But it's not, and it's not. We don't need a proclamation, a Mahazkor B'chol Rom. It's just a signal that, and it's a way of everyone starting together. That when the Shat starts saying it, then everyone could start Shemit Esrei and say their say Mas Ruach Ma'ariv Geshem in their Shemit Esrei. But we have to understand that according to this Rabbi Yo, that there is no mitzvah of being masked before the tefillah. So why indeed don't we start by shachris? Why don't we start to say Mashi Baruch Meir Degeshem by shachris? Right? Why do we wait till Musaf? Bishlam, we understand why we don't start by Arvis, because not everyone is there. But start by shachris, and as soon as the Shlech Tzibet starts saying Shemit Esrei, everyone has a right to go and say Mashi Baruch Meir Degeshem. And furthermore, the Rav Yoh himself actually holds that saying that being Mazgir, saying out loud Mashi Baruch Meir Degeshem before Tefillah Shachris is not a problem of being Mapsik being Gula Tefillah, because it is Tzarech Tefillah. So I'm saying the Rabbi Yoh, l'shitosei, why don't we start Mashbiruch Medigeshem by Shachris? And if you need a Hazkara, even though the Rabbi Yoh himself doesn't need a Hazkara, but even if you needed a Hazkara, according to the Rabbi Yoh, it wouldn't be a problem. So why indeed, according to the Rabbi Yoh, don't we start Mashbiruch Medigeshem by Shachris? So the chur we have to say that the Rav Yoh, we have to say like the other first two reasons, that either we're worried that the yochid might go and repeat Shemit Esrei because he'll think that he missed out, that he missed out that he davened Ma'ariv wrong, or he'll make a mistake next year. Now let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. In the Simon, in the Orchaim Simon Kup Yedalad Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, "Also lahazgir geshavim ad shiachris hashatz." It's also to go and say and start saying Mashi Baruch Meir Degeshem until the shatz is mazkirit. Zogt the Rambo. The Rambam says, "V'yesh oimrim." Some people say, "Shekoydim shemaschil in musaf machriz hashatz mashav ruach meir degeshem." Before musaf, the shliach tzibah starts. The shamash says mashav ruach meir degeshem, so that the tzibah should know to start in their tefillah. So l'chayru it seems that since the Rambam says v'yesh oimrim, that before Musaf we make this proclamation, it's seen that he's learning that the Mechaber does not hold like that. That according to the Mechaber, you don't have to have a Hazkara before Shemit Esrei. So it seems clear that the Mechaber and the Rambam is machlokes of between the Rav Yoh and the Rosh. That the Mechaber holds like the Rav Yoh, that you don't need a Hazkara just as long as the Shat starts, and as Yachas the Shat means until the Shatz says it in his quiet Shemit Esrei quietly, and the Rambam says no, that there is a Shitas HaRosh that you have to say it before the Tefillah. And this seems to be the understanding of the Machas HaShekel on the Mogen Avraham. The Taz and the Bi'ar Gro though point out that no, that the Mechaber leaves out the words then Koydim Shmaschil and Musaf, he's not coming to argue. He just and on the contrary, they learn that the Rambam is coming to explain what the Mechaber is saying, that the Mechaber says Ad Shiachris Hashatz is Koydim Atzvila, that the Shamash makes a Hazkara, and the Taz goes so far to say that the Ramos says V'yesh Oimer Shkoydim Atzvila Musaf V'yesh Oimrim was a Toy Seifim. The Ramos didn't write it; it was put in by the printer accidentally. So the Tad and the Gro, the Biragro learned that everyone's in agreement. Both are Mechabe and the Ramo are both in agreement that there's a requirement to have a Hachroza. The Kol Ron Koydim Hatzfila before the Tfila that you start Mashi Biruch Mered Geshem, in order to enable the Tzibur to be able to start saying Mashi Biruch. But L'chayre, there still would be a napkamina between the Mechaber Shita and the Amor Shita. Not to react into this, but in the halachas of the Haskar during the summer. As we know, the B'nai Ashkenaz during the summer in the Chutz La'aretz, they don't say Morir Atol, they just say Atik B'lem Hashem, Mechal G'chaim Mechesed. The B'nai Sfarad, as well as the Nusach Sfarad, they say Morir Atol. As we know, we start saying Morid Atol, or the Bnei Ashkenaz stop saying Morid Ageshem on the first day of Pesach. Now, according to the minhag of Sfarad that they say Morid Atol, so the same practice as we do on the Shmini Atzeret, that is a Achrozo before Musaf, Mashburach Morid Ageshem, and that enables us to start saying Morid Ageshem. So too, according to the Bnei Sfarad, there could be a hachroza on the first day of Pesach before Musaf Morid Atal, and then everyone can start saying Morid Atal. But according to the Bnei Ashkenaz, during the summer they just don't say anything. There's no hazkorah at all. So what can you be machriz? You can't say. You can't give a clap and say nothing. That there won't be anything. That doesn't stand for anything. And the Bach points out that you can't go and say Ein Mazkirin Masha Baruch anymore because you don't that's like Memana Medaber Toiv, like we see the Gemara later on in the Tainus in the story of Chayne Amago that he didn't want to stop to ask Hashem to stop the rain because we don't ask for a good thing to stop. So in Mela, since there is nothing to be machriz, so B'nai Ashkenaz, they can't make any clap on the bima before Musaf. So what they do is, and what they have to do is, that during the Shtila Shemesh, during the Kriyat Shemesh Esrei of Musaf, on the first day of Pesach, everyone still said, Mashi Baruch HaMeir HaGeshem. And then the Shliach Tzibur stopped saying Mashi Baruch HaMeir HaGeshem. And then first by Mincha, that's when the Tzibur stops mentioning Mashi Baruch HaMeir HaGeshem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.